Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. We put a wrap on a generation of Smiths showing at the Custer County Fair, and we finished with a very nice week. Caleb's calf was champion rate of gain, and Caleb finished the week by being reserve champion livestock judge. Caleb's calf was out of his own cow and behaved well at fair. I credit part of this to time I spent with it shortly after birth, doing what is called imprinting, more often done with foals to get them used to being handled by people. I was not doing this because of the possibility of this calf having a 4-H career, but because he was born on a cold day and his mother had kind of large handles. The calf was not going to get started on its own. I spent over an hour trying to get the calf hooked up to nurse. Once it got started, it was good from there. I remember being pretty frustrated and muttering a prayer of what can I do? And I was given the idea to try the other side. Apparently, 206 is a left-sided cow. She stood in the open and let me squirt colostrum in the calf's mouth to give it a jump start. It can be a little mind-boggling when considering the importance of when things happen as we make our way through life. It's pretty easy to draw a parallel to a relationship with her creator, that if a connection never happens and a relationship never gets started, the plans the Lord has for us can never reach the end that He intended. Our granddaughter Lily's first fair with livestock didn't go quite as smooth as we'd hoped. She was sick the day of the style show, so she did not get in on the judging of the skirt that she and her grandma Beth made, and her lambs did not gain or show real well. But she did get a purple in livestock judging, and I'm guessing that after a couple days of missing her lambs, she'll be anxious to try it again next year. I'd like to thank all the folks that work so hard to make county fairs possible. These events do have a huge impact on people's lives and are just one of the things that make living in our part of the world so special. Thanks again. Here we go with one more run of a piece that I call Only Fair. Halters in the showbox, showbox in the shed. When everything is put the way, we'll put this fair to bed. The reasons why we do it are not always understood. When fair week comes to a close, it feels mighty good. The kids all had a great time, and so did Beth and I. 27 trips to town put a sparkle in OPEC's eye. My crew is plumb wore out. Guess I'll let them sleep till noon. This is one daughter's last fair, and the other starts real soon, and then her little brother will get to take a turn. Seems we're gluttons for punishment. Will we ever learn? 4-H for another 15 years. This is going to be a wreck. By the time this deal is over, I can draw an SS check. And someone pointed out this week to keep me on the run, I could have grandkids involved. Before Brood 1 is done. My first reaction was to panic. They really made me twitch. I could have put a show blower to my temple and gladly flipped the switch. On further consideration, I no longer do regret. My grandkids will show livestock. Go ahead and place your bet. The more animals, the better. They can be small or big. If I lose all my marbles, they can show a sheep or pig. And I'll teach them how to ride. Beth can show them how to sew. And we'll fill their heads with knowledge and we'll keep them on the go. The only thing that will be different than it was around before, when my grandkids show their livestock, my kids will learn to chore. The end of this poem just goes to show how poor of a prophet I am. As my son Will was headed to check set lines on the South Loop, his daughter and mother headed into fair to check in lambs. But life goes on, and we do our best to enjoy the ride. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning and letting me be a part of your adventure. Hoping the Lord blesses you real good today and that our happy trails cross again soon, I'm R.P. Smith.